It's Wednesday, and that means peace activists will gather in Teaneck, New Jersey for the weekly vigil calling for an end to the war in Afghanistan. This week's gathering will also mark the launch of a new campaign to generate support for resolutions in the state legislature calling for the recall of New Jersey National Guard members currently deployed and the cancellation of plans to deploy Guard members now undergoing combat training. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the resolutions with Paula Rogoven, who is with Military Families Speak Out.
We're launching a campaign to lobby for Assembly Resolution 66, which will keep the New Jersey National Guard out of Afghanistan. It's been introduced in the Assembly, and in this month it will be introduced into the State Senate. We're having this resolution introduced. It was something similar was introduced a few years ago, but we're having it reintroduced. Our National Guard soldiers have been deployed, some of them several times, to Iraq and to Afghanistan. And it's really been very, very rough on them and on their families and on their employers. These are people who have jobs, generally have jobs, and so when they go to serve, their jobs are supposed to be waiting for them when they get back, and very often they are not. So it's been hard on the members of the Guard and their families. Also, it's not a good situation for the state of New Jersey, because if there's an emergency, a storm or a hurricane or any other kind of emergency, our National Guard isn't here. Also, it's been very, very, very costly, and that's part of this resolution, AJR 66, that each family has spent at least $16,000, family of four, $16,000 on this war, and that's a lot of money that we need for back here at home, for schools, for housing, for health care, and for jobs. We're excited because there's very little interest in the war, even though many of our loved ones have been deployed to it, and even though so much of our budget is spent on the war. So this we're hoping, we're using to rejuvenate the interest in trying to end the war. You know, I was thinking about it, and it's like, wait a minute, if we pull the National Guards out from all around the country, this is just for New Jersey, but imagine if we didn't use the National Guard anymore. There wouldn't be too many soldiers for this war. Wouldn't that be great? A good way to bring it to an end.
Would you know what the numbers have been of how many people from New Jersey National Guard have been deployed?
New Jersey has 8,400 members of the National Guard, and there have been 16,000 deployments in the last decade. That's according to a spokesman for the state National Guard. So it means that some have been deployed multiple times.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you. And what are you hearing from their families and from the guardsmen and guardswomen themselves?
Well, we have one family who's a founding member of our vigil, and their son is in the pre-deployment period. So that unit will be going, the New Jersey National Guard based in Teaneck, will be going over very soon. And, you know, the families are heartbroken because we're opposed, you know, many are opposed to the war and don't think we should be sending anyone over there. Another thing that's really scary lately, Jose, is that there have been a huge number of soldiers and Marines killed by the people they're supposed to be training. So the police and the soldiers who are being trained by our military are being shot to death. And in quite large numbers. It's very, very frightening. Obviously, they don't want us. They don't want the United States in their country.
What are the prospects of success for the resolution? What kind of support do you have in the state legislature?
Well, there are several legislators who have already endorsed it, who've signed on to it, and it will be introduced very soon in the state Senate. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there'll be 6 for sure, and it will grow. It was just introduced fairly recently.
I see. And just one last question. There's obviously a lot of coverage of the presidential race now, and everyone's been talking about Ryan since last weekend. Right. And they're talking about Medicare, and they're talking about jobs and a million other issues, but like no one is saying a peep about the wars. But what are your thoughts, not hearing anything at all in this political campaign about the wars?
It's really a tragedy. I think they're deliberately not talking about it in the campaign. And that's why we're having our vigil, and that's why a lot of there are other vigils around the country, because we want to put it in the news, and we want to force the issue to be discussed. It's a human tragedy, and, you know, there's such a small percentage of the population whose loved ones are involved in this war, and it hasn't been discussed. It's not only terrible in the human point of view, the number of troops being wounded and killed, and the number of Afghani people being wounded and killed, but the cost is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're spending billions and billions of dollars on this war. It's $1 million for each, to keep each U.S. soldier in Afghanistan. I mean, everyone knows we need the money here.
Paula Rogovin is with Military Families Speak Out. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.